Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And welcome to another podcast, Knights at the Round Table. It's your boy Manuel.
Hey, babe.
Queen over there. Bobis over there.
Elise.
Be real over here.
Oh my goodness.
What? It's gonna be Bobis.
Yeah. I feel like my nickname is gonna change every week.
Hey, yeah. I would love mine to change every week as well.
There's nothing wrong.
For the record, if that's something we can
Bobis
request.
If somebody
Brandon,
else comes
I
up
haven't
with a better
heard
one.
A nickname. Manny gives nicknames to everyone, and I haven't heard one for you.
I call him Be real sometimes. It's like Saint. It's an easy name to give a nickname to.
Because so
like,
it's gonna come to me though.
Growing
gonna,
up was like Be Smooth, because on the port, like I was really smooth.
Okay. I wish that was my nickname growing up.
Yeah, and then, you know, you have your phases where it's actually smooth in real life, and then you kind of hit awkward phases where it's just like...
Be awkward.
I'm not really cool right now.
Be awkward.
That's really relatable.
I call you B sometimes, but just Brandon. Manny refers to you as my Brandon sometimes. Like if I'll
my
say
Brandon?
Something... Yeah, if I say something about Brandon, and he'll go, my Brandon? He's all of ours, but okay. We all own him.
It's not my fault. Yo, today we are opening up a nice white wine. Is that what it's called? White? It will be white, right?
There's good
white
job, red. Babe.
Bobis, hand me that. Hand me that. I'm about to break it down.
All, this one's shot a yellow wine.
I'm about to break it down for y'all.
We're all middle-aged moms while our kids
is
are
that what
school.
White is?
Well, a Chardonnay. Yeah, her name's
my
really
mom
Becky.
Loves Chardonnay.
Whatever.
Yeah, Becky's drinking that.
Whatever. We're trying to expand ourselves. So if you're at home, you're going to be breaking this out with us. If you're with us, this is the Frank family. This is from Frank Family Vineyards.
Great
and
family.
Judging by the
Vineyards.
Little.
Vineyard.
By the little, Vineyard. Judging by the little house, you know, they're doing all right for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So 2013. I don't know what Garnettos mean.
2013.
That's old, right? That means it could be good. Or better?
Yeah.
So if you're joining us, let us know what you think. We're always interested and recommend wines if you can. So we're going to get down on this Chardonnay for old people.
The shots.
For old people.
Take it for sip.
Cheers. And Becky's. And all the Becky's of the world.
Oh, you know what? It's so interesting because it tastes just as sour as the other ones.
Okay. No, this is nice.
Yeah, this
you know
what?
I don't like
that's very
Chardonnay,
good.
And I like
that. Yeah, same.
It's 2013. Becky? Let's make a mental note.
Yes, Becky.
Frank family.
Shout out to Frank.
Shout out to Frank and his family.
Becky and Amy, killing it.
I'm going to Google the price point on that.
Okay.
I think that one was a
can
gift.
Can we get it at Ralph's? I feel like we can't. Or it's in the top
what's
shelf
what's it called,
babe?
Frank's
away.
Family?
Yeah. Frank's family.
Vineyard. Right.
Yeah. Hey, so today we're going to do something and keep it going since this is podcast number 2. I feel like maybe you still don't know who we are or everyone. I mean, you know you probably know my wife, but if you don't, maybe you know me. Hopefully you know these two. If you can, go follow them on Instagram. It's St. B. Smith and just Elise, right?
Just Elise, not Bobis, just Elise.
You got it, E-L-Y-S-E. I'm going to put it on the screen so that people know.
Okay.
So we're going to do a little game and get to know each other even more. And that game is...
Dun, dun, dun.
Questions by Manny.
Clearly thought about that title beforehand.
Turns out we don't have a title.
So well thought through. Such preparation.
But it's a good game. Okay.
This game is called Questions.
Questions. But it's basically... Just questions to find out who we are and more about each other. So, does anyone have a good one up top?
Wait, these are questions by Manny.
Okay,
I'm gonna need you to come with the heat.
I'll start. Most embarrassing moment on a date.
Oh, yours probably has to do with poop or something. Do you have to? If you ask the question, do you have to start with the answer? I think.
Yeah, you do.
Well, here's the thing. I don't really remember.
That's the rules, though. We made them up.
Yeah.
Okay, look, and the embarrassing moment can be...
It's Elise and Angela's questions.
The embarrassing moment could be it happened to you or you were the embarrassing part.
Oh.
So it can be either or. Because with mine, I couldn't really think of anything that I did that was embarrassing. But I did think of one embarrassing moment. Okay, so I was dating this chick. And I'm not going to give too many details because I don't want in any way, maybe she hears this or not, but so she was hot. She was super hot. She was the type of hot that when you walk into the room, everybody looks at the girl and she's like, they're like, wow, type of hot, right? But
this is a long time ago, Ange.
But she was at the crib and I would always wonder, man, how you stay so hot? And I never saw her eat around me. She would never eat. Oh. Until she got to a starvation point.
Oh, she gulped.
Where she was like, I need something to eat. Ooh. And typically it would be like a plate of rice. Like a massive plate of rice.
Wow.
And so one time we was at my apartment and she's like, oh my God, I'm so hungry. I was like, finally, like, what do you want to eat?
Rice.
So I make her a plate of rice. No protein, just rice. Man, 15 minutes go by and she's like, man, I gotta use the bathroom. I was like, all right, cool. You know, it's over there. Now, this is a small, when I first moved to LA apartment, like it was not even like 500 square feet. It was small. Like when you passed each other, you had to turn sideways because that's how small it was. Mm-hmm. So like I'm here and the bathroom's probably like 5 feet over there. So she's in there for a minute and I'm like, oh, poor girl. You know, maybe she's just whatever. Yo, when she gets out, and I have to go in to use the bathroom. When I say it smelled like she killed somebody 4 months before, buried it, and just dug it up, it smelled that bad. And I couldn't, I literally, for the rest of the night, was in a conundrum because I kept looking at her and I was like, you're so hot.
Oh my gosh.
But how the hell did that come out of you? It was so bad. I've never smelled. And I
poor
played
thing.
Football.
She's probably so embarrassed.
What if she was sick? What if the rice was bad?
Was there boo-boo stains in the toilet? Was it that kind of bad?
It was. No, because she was in there. I believe she was in there cleaning it up.
Ah.
I believe she was doing something because it was that. And I didn't make fun of her. I didn't feel bad. I mean, I didn't like try to make her feel bad because you know me. I have the worst stomach in the world.
Did you or did you not break up with her very shortly after that?
For other reasons.
Oh, did you?
For other reasons. It wasn't because of the poop patrol.
Call her right now and apologize.
No, I don't know her. I'm not going to tell
you. Tag her on Instagram.
But it was embarrassing because she knew. She knew. Like, yeah. I walked in like...
Why would you go in right after?
That's so
that's
mean.
Rude.
Yo, because I had to go too. She was in there for a long time and I'm sitting there. I ate too. So I had to go. I didn't have to go number two, but I went number one. And it was like, I can tell in her face, she was sweating like, oh my God, don't go in. But I had to go in.
Oh,
and
that's mean.
That was the beginning of the end. Just kidding.
Oh,
I'm so just kidding. It
but
was
you've
not
never done anything embarrassing to yourself? Like,
no,
that's embarrassing.
Yeah, you just
for
called
her.
Someone else out. Now you need to
that's
share
her,
really,
guys. That's
I
her
really,
embarrassing story, but she's not on the podcast.
That's the only thing that's embarrassing that happened.
Sorry,
I don't,
Becky.
To be honest, when I used to date back in the day, I'm like, I don't know. I've never, like, done anything, like, embarrassing.
Oh, he was the cool guy.
It was just
so cool, you guys.
No, not so cool. I just such literally cool cannot remember an embarrassing moment. And unless you count our date when we went on the gondola, but that's not really embarrassing.
No, we were already locked in.
Yeah. I can't think of any. Anyone
Brandon
else?
Brandon and I are sitting here like,
yeah,
what
so,
happened on the gondola?
Okay,
oh, man, he just
so
had
it's
to go
just,
poo.
It's just embarrassing it's moment or embarrassing
story.
Moment on date?
Because On a date.
Okay. All right, so...
Oh.
This was embarrassing for her, not
what?
Necessarily
what are these
me.
Boys calling these girls out.
We're not. It's just that if we don't do anything
it's
embarrassing.
Right.
I don't know what to tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like for the most part, I can keep my cool. Like
my
when
wine.
It comes in like a dating environment. So I'm in college. This is I believe it's my freshman year. We go play at the University of Arizona. I have some kids I graduated with who are part of a fraternity there. So they're like, hey, come through. We're playing the night after. They're like, come hang out a little bit. So I show up to their frat. I'm hanging out. They're having a little kickback. Like, I wouldn't necessarily say party. It was just more low-key. And I meet this one girl. We connect. She's cool. I'm not really like, man, I'm interested in you. But it feels like, you know, I'll kick
yeah.
it with you. Like,
yeah.
this is, like,
yeah.
very chill.
Vibey. This feels and like so, a Tuesday. I could get down yeah. on Tuesday.
And so... We end up connecting on Facebook, becoming friends, messaging back and forth. And she's like, hey, I'm going to be in town this date. Would love to hang out. So I'm thinking, okay, cool. I'd love to hang out too. Like, mm-hmm. there's this one great restaurant I could take you to and whatever. Not thinking like, this is going to be a date. So like a month or two passes. This girl shows up at my dorm and is like, hey, I'm here. And I'm like, cool, you're here. Awesome. She's like, hey, I brought a gift for you.
Oh, no.
And already from the start, I'm like,
is a picture from your first time you hung out in a frame.
I'm like, this is not good. And I'm like, what'd you bring me? Like, I'm curious about what. She brought me macaroons with my name in them.
No. That's a wedding. That's a wedding favor.
First of all, I don't like macaroons.
Second
of all, I'm
sweetheart.
How much money did you spend to get these macaroons with my name in it?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, in the back of my mind, the restaurant I was taking her to was a pizzeria.
Oh.
I'm a broke college student. Trying to like, yo.
McDonald's it is.
Best slices in town. Let me take you there, girl.
$5. Costco, $1.25. Yeah. Pizza
and so
soda.
The whole time I'm like, this feels really weird. Like I'm realizing as she shows up to my door, like, oh no, this is more than us hanging out. Because I look back over the messages. Everything was like very casual. I wasn't flirting with her when we first met. So she shows up. Macaroons, her parents owned this like macaroon factory or whatever. So she had them made.
No, they didn't. She made that up at the end. She was like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. It's fine. Yeah, yeah. My parents own the company.
And so we go to this pizzeria. I'm in basketball shorts and flip-flops. Like, she's all like did up and everything. Like, looking really cute. And I felt so bad. The whole time, it was just embarrassing. Like, I felt embarrassed. Yeah. Like, oh, my God, this sucks for you. Mm-hmm. Like, it also sucks for me, too, because you've put me in a very uncomfortable place.
No.
This is what you have done.
Listen. Yes, look it. Your actions have caused me to feel this way. Dude. So we go to the pizzeria, and I'm like, well, I guess the least I could do is get her a slice.
Sure.
So did you pay? Girl a slice. Yeah.
Get her a slice.
Yeah. Come on, gentlemen. It was like $10 out the door. Like Blondie's Pizza. Shout out to Berkeley.
Oh my gosh.
And so we come back to my dorm and my roommate isn't there. And so I think she's thinking like, oh, this is the moment. Let's go. And so we pull up to my dorm. I put my key in my door and I'm like, hey.
Did you pivot?
Yes. I pivot. I'm like, hey, it was so good seeing you. Like, thank you so much for coming. Like, we'll have to do that again next time you're in town. Because dang. I'm feeling awkward because I'm like, I'm not trying to do anything right now with you because this would make this even more awkward.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I pull the pivot. I'm facing her. My back is to the door and I'm kind of, I'm like, hey, I'm the gatekeeper. You're not getting in this gate, baby girl. And
how did she respond?
She was cool with it. Like, she continued to message me for like months.
Aww.
And come to find out, like, she legitimately flew out to hang out with me.
Aww.
It wasn't like, hey, I'm in town from Arizona. Oh, she went to University of Arizona. And that was just, it felt so cringy. Jeez. Just the whole time inside. I'm like, this is so embarrassing.
Man. What if she was like the macaroon queen of Mississippi?
But like, also, were the macaroons any good? You know? Did you try them? Did you eat them?
No, I gave them one.
Hit to
I tried one. You know what? I legitimately might have given it away to a girl.
Yeah.
With my name in it.
With your name in it?
It's free macaroons, though.
Hey, girl, just in case I'm like,
look, I want you to remember me.
I want to meet all your needs.
Here's my thought to that is as I'm hearing you talk, part of me is like, oh, I want to see what those messages were. Like, where did the signs get crossed for her?
Yeah.
Because, there are times I have a couple of friends in my history of friendships that I've gone back and I'm remembering conversations where they were like, yeah, this guy is totally flirting with me and I don't know, like, what should I say? And like, I'm trying to give them like advice and be like, well, he flirts with me all the time. And then I remember two people specifically. I was like, tell me what he said or show me the text message. And then I read it and I'm like, oh, girl, he's not flirting.
Oh, no.
Like, what are you reading?
Is this, do you feel like this is more of a girl issue than guys? Because I don't really think, I don't know. I've never had an issue.
Well, because guys don't know. I think guys are a little slow to pick it up if a girl's flirting or whatever.
Sure. Yes.
Girls, if you want to read something, you're going to read it.
They'll find it.
He could say hi with a smiley face and you'd be like, oh, he doesn't put smiley faces on for anyone else. He loves me.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Mm-hmm. But I know a couple of girlfriends where they said he's totally flirting with me. And then they tell me what he said or showed me a text. And I'm like, I do not trust your judgment. Yeah. This guy is not flirting with you. You're going to get hurt.
I believe I'm one of those girlfriends.
No, you're not one of those.
But I have a couple in mind that I'm like, no. Oh, babe, let me help you.
Okay, no, yeah. But I've been that girl, though. I have been that girl.
Oh, I'm sure I have, too.
Yeah, because there was, in the last 12 months, let's just say the last, well, obviously not before. You know what? Doesn't matter. In the last 12 months, there was a guy that actually did fly out to see me. And I was on a trip in Australia. Y'all know this story. But this is a perfect example. Is that it was our last night. And he hadn't made any moves. But he'd flown out to see me. So I was like, I mean.
That's a lot.
That's not like a smiley face in a text message.
No, yeah.
You flew out from a different country. So, like, come on. So then he's hanging out. I'm all about family. So he met my family immediately. Weirdest blind date in the world. But it's fine. Last night, we're going out to dinner. I'm like, okay, cool. This guy hasn't made any moves. Like, I have no idea if this is like a friendship, what he's trying to do. So I put on these like high heels and like, not like, let's go out to a fancy restaurant outfit, but you know the outfit, Ange, where it's like heels, yeah. Kind of like baggy jeans, but then like a little bodysuit, a little leather jacket over it, put my makeup on nice.
So it was your open for business.
It was my open for business, yeah. But like, here's my calling card type vibe. Sure. You know what I mean? Not calling card as in like, I do it for a living. It's fine. Yeah. So I go down, we all stay in the same hotel. And so I come down to the lobby, foyer area, whatever we call it. And so get down, he's down there waiting for me. The doors open and I just had this, oh crap moment, because I'm standing there in my heels and my outfit and he's on the couch in flip-flops and shorts.
Oh, no.
In basically what we went to the beach in that day. He had no idea that this was that kind of day, or maybe he just didn't really know. So then suddenly, and this is summer in Australia, I start walking towards him, hadn't realized that my high heels, one of the heels had been exposed. It was that clunky thing you make. Yeah. So it's just like step clunk, and I'm like, oh crap. Then he sees me and has the same realization that B, you probably had, and was like, oh crap, this is a date.
Oh no.
We walk out. I like just do this thing where like when I get embarrassed or don't know what to do, I just like become like crazy, like resting whatever face. And so I look up, see him, then just look at my phone and pretend I'm texting everybody in the whole world. And like, just don't, I just always wear this. Like, no, it's cool. So I see him like, hey, ready to go? And just like take off. And he's like, yeah, cool. I haven't booked. I just thought we'd walk around. And I was like, oh God, now I have to walk around in my clunky shoes in a beach town. We walk outside. It's 100 degrees. I'm in a leather jacket. So then I start insanely sweating while I'm clunking. He's in his flip-flops. It was the most awkward thing in the world because...
Wait, I got a question.
Yes.
So you put effort into looking good.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And you feel like you look good.
Yeah.
Okay, so you walking out and introducing yourself as looking good didn't like change his mind. Like he didn't flip and be like, oh, damn, this ain't a date. But hey, I want this to
you
be...
would have. You would have thought it would.
He didn't even react.
You would have thought it would. But yeah, he didn't know. After like a couple of drinks, like we kind of laughed about it and that kind of thing. Thank goodness. I mean, it was just one of those things. That was my story when you asked that question. But then it worked perfectly with B because I've been that girl and not meaning to be.
When did you hand him his macaroons?
Well, I just wanted to bring them out at dessert. I felt like that would be appropriate. Had my name on them, though, not his name. I just wanted to.
Don't forget me.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't forget me. Goodbye.
Do you have a question, babe?
Me. Did I already do something?
A question or a story?
Or a story, yeah. Your most embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. I've been in situations where, like, I was just thinking when you were brought up that story of the girl with you, I remember there was a time I had this guy at my house and we ordered Chinese food and it did not sit well with my stomach.
Oh, no.
And so my stomach kept making the noises and I was like, oh my God. So it's not like, I wasn't farting in front of him, but he clearly heard the gurgles. And I kept getting up to go to the other room to like go to the bathroom, or if I had a fart, I would go in the other room. But then I would come back and be like, okay, thank God. And then here come the gurgles again. And I'm like, oh my, I know he hears this. I know he knows that's why he didn't say anything. Like, no, but he was disgusting. I don't like him.
I hope not.
No, I mean,
he deserved the gurgles.
Yes, I wish I would have just farted and got it. ended it immediately instead of dragging that just on, whatever that was. But so yeah, there is that, and that was embarrassing. But there was this one time I was thinking, and I guess it's kind of embarrassing for the guy. So switch on you.
Yeah,
for a second.
Wait, I did have one, but I told it in the other pod. Remember the phone thing?
Where, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was embarrassing.
That was hella embarrassing.
Well, that is embarrassing for you.
Yeah, that sucks for you.
And, okay. I went to this guy's prom or like homecoming or something. It's high school days. And listen, I was really popular. I went to a lot of proms.
Oh, my God. Congrats.
I went to a lot of proms and homecomings. So this one guy, I went to his dance with him, and we went to youth group together. We weren't dating.
Yes.
We weren't a thing. We barely even hung out at youth group. But he asked me if I would go with him.
And dude, I
did
that.
I thought it was like homies. Like, yeah.
Oh, no.
I'll go with you. Mm-hmm. So I go with him, and not once throughout the whole night are we cuddly, holding hands, nothing. And at the end of the night, he tried to kiss me. And I remember being like, oh, buddy. And I remember being so embarrassed and kind of like how you felt. You just put me in an awkward situation. Why would you do that? And then I felt bad for him. Like, oh, that's embarrassing.
How many tries did he give it?
I feel like it was a couple.
Oh, no, buddy.
Yeah. But it was like he didn't get the hint.
Nope.
He's like, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe she didn't see me. Let's go again. She's like,
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
It might have been his first kiss.
It could have been.
Well, it was gonna be. It's not now.
Yeah, it was his first attempt.
Yes, first attempt. Exactly. He still hasn't been kissed.
Not really
he's been
sure
mortified.
How this works.
Yeah, maybe I did it wrong.
So, do I go in or?
Okay, right. I have a question.
Go.
Who is your celebrity crush?
That's easy.
Okay.
That's easy.
Who? You can't say Angela Johnson.
On what era?
No.
Not right now.
Now.
Trust
it depends on what era.
Well,
what do you mean
a celebrity era? Crush?
Like, from your high school days, celebrity? Is that what you mean by era?
So it was Kate Beckinsale.
Okay. Well, I think, yeah, like as teenager, early adulthood.
Oh, if we're talking about that, then I'm old. So it would have to be Kathy Ireland.
Who?
Kathy Ireland. She was like the biggest supermodel in the 90s.
Good job, Kathy.
She was in that movie Necessary Roughness, The Kicker.
Nope.
What?
I have no idea.
I'm
who this
from Australia.
Is right
now. Kathy Ireland.
Yeah.
She's. Do you remember the name Christie Brinkley?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's in the same level. Like, yeah. She was the girl. I mean, she was it.
Nice.
Yeah. If we're talking that far back.
Great hair.
Oh yeah.
But we're talking about now. It goes back and forth between Jessica Biel and Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale in Underworld because I'm all vampires all day long.
Who just started apparently dating Pete Davidson.
Yeah, that's whack. I mean, really? Dang, if I would have known that, if I would have known that Pete can get her, I mean, I would totally have a chance.
You, okay.
Yep. Sheesh. Hilarious.
Good. Mikey's laughing. It's fine.
And then I fell for Jessica Biel. And
you fell for her? What is this, a relationship that she doesn't know about?
What's the
he
movie
was that
date?
Kid trying to kiss you, like the old
when
kid.
Chuck met Larry? Or when Larry met Chuck, Chuck went, Chuck met Larry? The one where Adam Sandler and Kevin
James,
where it rains and she comes out of the rain.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, the whole theater was dead silent when that scene happened. And me and my boy were just like, well done. Well done.
Good job, Kate.
God, you did a good job.
That was the day I fell for Jessica Biel. But no disrespect, you Justin fell? Timberlake, because I also kind of crushed
disregard me. I don't take respect.
You don't take what, babe?
No disrespect, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Hello,
wifey.
Babe, I've told you all these stories. You know this stuff.
Well, when we first talked, people would ask us all the time, like, who's your celebrity crush? I'd be like, well, it's kind of hard to say because in our line of work, we actually have the opportunity
to meet them.
So it's a little diff.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not like hanging out with like A-list celebs or
but
anything
who is
like
it?
That.
Ange, who is it?
But
not The Rock. We know that.
No. Mine, I mean, of
you
course,
moved
The
on?
Rock was a season.
Okay, great.
Yes.
We've all been there, including Manny.
Bruno Mars is
quite short.
Bruno. Oh
listen,
God.
I'm not mad at it.
When he performs and he dances and he's funny and he's just charming.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, we went to go see him in concert and I think we both had a crush when we left because we left and we Googled everything about him. We started watching like all his videos on YouTube. Me and Manny both like
Man, I ain't scared. I ain't scared of her crushing on anybody. I ain't scared.
That's
of
good, man.
If he,
that's good, man.
Yeah, if he can win you away from me, then it's like, you know, I didn't have my game up.
Yeah, that's oh what gosh. That's what I've always felt too.
I don't, like, get insecure.
Like, if I was ever with a girl and some guy could come and swoop that girl, I'm like, she was never mine.
Yeah, you know? I am not.
Damn,
afraid.
That's deep.
It's yeah. so true though. Uh-huh. I don't get jealousy like that.
My celebrity crush is Rihanna. That's it.
Yo, there was a month where it was Rihanna, but she scares me. I feel like if she put it on Rihanna? Me, I feel like if
Rihanna
she put it on me,
today,
I couldn't handle
or
it.
Or Rihanna of like when she first came out and was
like,
still a little bit
like
innocent.
Of today.
Yeah, like oh. a little
it's
edgy,
funny because,
a little
one of my best friend, he had like, for a season we were working together, we were in the same office. Every day at some random point, he'd be like, damn, bro, Rihanna's so bad. Like every day. And like, it was so funny because he's gonna listen to us and he's gonna be cracking up right now. Like, if he didn't say that, I'm like, hey, are you okay?
Like, that was how you asked, how are you?
Yeah, because at some point he'd just be like, and it was the same tone every time. Because like, she was all over. This was like right when Anti dropped.
Yeah.
Which was an amazing album. And I'm still waiting for her next album. But she'd show up on Instagram. He'd be like, damn, bro, Rihanna's so bad. like that's, he was like he was convicted of
you get
it.
Angry
like there was
because
like,
so bad.
Like, yeah.
And no, so, no.
I like
yeah,
her.
I think growing up, like in high school, I also had the fattest crush on Paula Patton.
Oh my lord,
Paula Patton.
Yeah, amen.
Like, and
amen. I hate you. Preach.
During that time, she was in that movie with Denzel, Deja Vu.
Yeah,
it was just on TV the other day.
Yeah,
and it came on, and I just remember that feeling of thinking, like, man. Paula Patton is so pretty. Like, oh man.
Oh my
see, Riri scares me. I feel like the way she's so confident about her sexuality, I'd be like, man, I don't think I could handle that. That's literally what I'd be thinking. She would put it on
you
me
couldn't
and I'll
hang.
Die. I couldn't hang. She'll probably be like, this is it. I'm out, nigga. I'm out.
He'd be like, I gotta go home to my wife.
Like, yeah, she it. Like she like took a break
me,
with her billionaire boyfriend.
I can hang with that one over
like,
there.
Also, this is so baller to me. She took a break with her billionaire boyfriend just because she was like, yeah, I'm tired of guys.
Yeah, like, who does that?
Sure.
Yeah, like, she's just like, that's we're it. In a relationship. This is good, but
Riri does.
I'm tired of
that's
it.
Someone who owns herself. Like, she's yeah. like, I got it. I know I got
so
it.
So talented.
That's scary.
Take a Riri class.
That's scary.
That's my wife's classes. Crush, too.
Riri?
Yeah, Maddie oh, yeah. loves Rihanna. Like, in the same way, again, this is, I get that people feel a certain way when you say Kanye West's name now. I get it.
Yeah.
So, in the same way that I have been inspired by... past tense, Kanye West. Hers is Rihanna. So
yeah.
We share
yeah.
that same
thing. I love how Maddie is. Pause for a Maddie break, real quick.
I
know
we
love
Maddie.
How
she's like
Maddie
Oprah.
Is the sweet girl from the South, and she loves the Lord.
And
but she's so hood.
And then Drake comes on.
She's undercover.
She is.
She
so
knows every word.
Hood.
She is undercover.
For real. And it's like you don't expect, and I forget. I forget because she's just Maddie. She made some homemade biscuits.
She
brought them over, and then all of a sudden you turn on a Rihanna song or something. Yeah.
Every
and then
word.
She knows every word.
She's inspiring.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, and she don't try to be black.
No.
Like, she ain't trying to be something.
No,
because she's been that same person like when we first started dating.
Yeah,
like that's the only Maddie I've ever known, which is amazing and one of the. Many, many reasons why I fell in love with her. Because that girl is just so
Maddie,
dope.
We Aww. Love you.
She's so dope.
Wait, my celebrity crush? Growing up, there was a movie called Pan that came out about Peter Pan. Jeremy Sumpter was the main character in it. And
how old are you in this crush zone?
Oh, we were the
Childhood?
Same age. Hence why I thought I had a shot from Australia. But I mean, you were a kid or you're
child?
20.
15.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yes. 15 okay. years old. Considered like writing to him to let him know I was alive and that clearly I was his soulmate. And then after that, High School Musical happened. And so naturally, one of the main reasons I moved to LA was to marry Zac Efron.
yeah. Still have a chance.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank
that was, you. That's very popular.
That is the thing. I have friends that know him. So I do have a chance, guys.
Come through, Zach.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. But now is definitely more so. I just appreciate Justin Timberlake in all the ways. Like, just what a what a man, what a man. What a mighty good man. You know what I'm saying?
I do know.
In all the ways. Was that code for like, he could get it, even though he's
Yes, he could get it. That's what that was. In all the ways. In all of them. I have one childhood crush
that is very weird.
Yes.
But I said it out loud recently, just this weekend.
Yeah.
And I had a co-signer in the room, which I was very surprised about.
Who? Wow.
It's a fictional character.
Sure.
You guys are going to die.
Okay.
I had a crush on Beetlejuice.
Ew.
What?
Yeah. I can't even watch Beetlejuice because of Beetlejuice.
Wait, what?
Oh,
was,
my God.
What was it that was like making you attracted? Like,
your charming face just changed.
Ugh. I don't know.
It's weird.
But yeah, like he was like, Beetlejuice was charming and like he had this like cockiness to him, even though he was like a actual rotten skin yeah. and stuff.
Absolutely.
He was like an actual dead, rotten yeah. Corpse.
Gross.
But I don't know what it was. It was something about his persona.
That's just weird, babe.
I know it's weird, which is why I don't say no it very cosine. Often. No there cosine. Was a cosign
that might
in the
be
room.
Listening.
In
this room.
And that the might cosign be. In the room was like, oh yeah, I had a crush on Beetlejuice. And I was like, oh, okay.
The only fictional character that makes sense to have a crush growing up for us is
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit. Yep. She was legit.
Fictional character crushes. I wonder if I had one. Well, Troy Bolton, but that's also Zac Efron.
It's all connected.
You know how Maddie knows the words like Rihanna and Drake?
Yeah.
Like, I'm really good at every single word from any of the High School Musical songs, just in case anyone was wondering. I know that's a shock to everybody.
Okay, well, then that leads us to our next one that B came up with.
What? What?
If you had to sing a song or get killed, you had to get every freaking word yeah. right.
Oh.
Or you died.
Oh, but that affects it, because if you'll
what have, song would it be?
Probably a worship song.
Oh my gosh.
The Lord will bring it back to me.
If shout I want, to no, the Lord.
Hold up. If death is on the line.
Yes, if death is on the
be
line.
A worship song, because I still have to look up at the screens to finish
oh, yeah,
the second
probably.
Verse.
Yeah. You're like, wait, what?
Oh. Yeah.
That's easy. It
God is my redeemer.
It would be one of my own songs.
In the bag.
That's, no, you can't. No, no, he has no
cheating.
He has like the he is like the gun pointed at you, and he's like, "It can't be your song." I'm, not, yeah. I'm sorry to turn violent. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It can't be your song. So what is it?
If it had to be someone else,
sing or die.
A whole song. A whole song.
Oh, a Disney song.
Oh, Little Mermaid.
Wait, probably look I know what mine
stuff.
Would be.
Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl?
Wow.
The girl who had everything. I can go the whole song. I'll be confident with that.
B, what would yours be?
It'd be probably most of Drake's catalog. Like, the Take Care album for me is like one of my favorite albums of all time. So if you were to pick like probably most of the songs on that album, jeez, I would know it. Take Care, like obviously the actual song with Rihanna.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I could kill that song. Shot for Me, I could kill that song.
Even under death pressure.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Wow,
man, that song is in my spirit.
So is mine.
I tell Maddie sometimes, like I'll wake up and just be thinking of a random song, and I'll be like, "Babe, I just woke up with a song in my spirit this morning. It was Drake."
For some reason, the song in my spirit has been Five gosh. Steps by Drew Hill.
Okay.
The last week, kick I've been waking up every morning singing.
I didn't know that one.
Putting it on the speakers like I was worshiped, like we usually do when we pray. I put on Five Steps and I just sing it. It's the first song I listen to every day.
Is it a country song?
Five Steps by Drew Hill.
Drew Hill is not country.
R&B pop.
It's so good.
I'm still learning, guys. Yeah. It's still an education.
I think it's a beautiful thing when you wake up with ratchet songs in your spirit. Like, to me, I'm just like, I'm in a good place.
Like, it's going to be a good day.
Like if I woke up with a worship song, I'd be like, all right, I'm cool.
Oh, my God.
But if I wake up with a ratchet song, I'm like, man.
You got a little more swag.
God.
You're about to get it today.
Oh, my gosh.
Mine would be probably Four Non Blondes. When I wake up in the morning and I step outside and yeah, I take a deep breath
and I get real high and I sing from the top of my lungs, what's going on? That's good. Yeah. And I say, yeah. Sorry, babe.
That would be the one.
I say, yeah. That's a good one.
Jeez.
Everyone said it.
That's I don't good. Know all the words to songs. You know, I don't know the words to Manny's songs. Even, yeah. I always make up my own words to his own songs. And then he'd be like, babe, that's not the words. Like, oh, sorry.
Does anybody have another one? Another one we can get down
plenty
on.
Plenty we can go on.
That's a good one.
Well, that's like kind of depth or just more.
Let's get a little.
I had worst financial decision, worst date you've been on, celebrity crush, who would play you in a Lifetime movie.
Mine was what would you tell your?
Oh, that's a good one actually.
10-year-old self and your 18-year-old self.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a very
good okay. One. Go ahead.
I'm gonna take my jacket off.
What would you tell your 10-year-old self and your 8-year-old self?
Shoot, 10-year-old self.
That's a little too far back for me to remember.
Yeah, it is kind of. Well, I was just thinking.
I like more like 14.
Yeah, let's do and then 15. 18.
Because 14 is getting into high school. 18 is getting
let's
into college.
Let's do 15 and 20. 15 and 20. How about that? 15 and 20?
Okay, but you're in the middle of college.
Well, that age range. Whatever. That age range and the age range. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay. Before getting teenager, to high school, before getting into college.
Teenager, I'm already in high school. 14, 15, I'm already in high school. I was hanging out with the wrong crowd in my younger, like, 14-year-old days, and I was depressed. I was in high school, and I was absolutely depressed. I would tell that Angela, you have no idea beyond your wildest dreams what your life is going to be like. So keep going. Don't let the depression get you. Don't compare yourself. You have no idea how beyond your wildest dreams your life is actually going to be. I would tell that person that. And then my early 20s girl, I would tell her same thing. But also, I would tell her, explore, experience. Take yourself out of the box that you've put yourself in, even though you put yourself in there for safety reasons. It's very limiting. Take yourself out and go explore and experience life. That's what I would tell myself.
I like that. I would tell myself, 14-year-old, we said. I was at 14 in high school, and I remember I would be happy all day at school or at youth group or at church or whatever, and I would come home, and I remember many times would just cry on my bed to my mom or my dad because I had friends, but I never really felt like I had a real friend. And I've never really felt like I fit in anywhere because I had my church people that I was always performing for.
Right.
I had my school friends that I just was trying to escape with. So no one really knew me, and apart from my family, really. And so I would just tell that 14-year-old girl, like, there are going to be people along the way that know you, and you're going to finally feel seen and known, but it's not in the way that you think. Because I think I thought that if I could be a certain way around some crowd or this crowd, then I'd really have good friends. And I think that I'm finding the opposite is true, is the more I allow the walls to come down and the vulnerability to open up, which is the most terrifying thing, that maybe it's not the people you think. But that's the only way to finally feel like seen and known and have real friends. So I would tell my 14-year-old self, like, hang in there, pal. It's going to happen. And just reassure her that who you are is enough. Like, who God made you. You don't have to fit in anywhere. And you might not feel like you fit in for a couple of years, but it's okay. And then I would tell my 20-year-old,
in your early 20s?
Early 20s. Well, I'm in my late 20s now. I've learned a bunch in that time. I would tell the girl in my early 20s, wait and see in many aspects of life. I would not be set. Just tell myself not to be in such a rush with so many things. Don't be in such a rush, whether it was with a job or with like ministry or speaking or like came to LA at 24, so still kind of early 20s, but just wanting life to happen, wanting to be in relationships, wanting friendships again to be closer than they were, just wanting to skip the process. And I would tell myself, like, it's okay to wait and see. The process is a really good thing when you look back. So that's what I would tell myself.
It's good.
It's good.
I think for me, I think one thing that I would tell my 14-year-old self is this: Brandon, knowing you're different makes all the difference. And I think, like, a little bit like Elise, like, I found myself kind of stuck between two worlds. It's a church world and all these people who know me through those lenses, and all my friends that I play basketball with and go to school with that know me through that. And, like, I felt like I was kind of always in between. Like, even though I was popular, I was considered cool by people or whatever, I'm all these people, I felt so lonely. Like, I didn't really have nobody outside my best friend and my family.
Yeah.
And so I think before I kept feeling like I had to transform and morph into whatever setting I was in, but just embracing, like, you're different. And that's awesome, because that's what enables you to actually make the difference.
That's so good.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think for my early 20s, I think I would tell myself that, because when I was at first in my early 20s in ministry, I was like, yo, I got this locked down.
Yeah.
I got this figured out. You're the expert. I know what I believe, you know? I think I would tell myself that God is bigger than what you believe about him. It was beautiful and it was painful, because God, like, really started opening up my mind about him. Like, there was a season of my life where I wouldn't listen to any secular music. And I was, like, almost against it. Like, I'm only worship music, you know, all this kind of things. So just, like, the radical religious kid in college. Yeah. And I remember I had a dream. And this was, I was going through kind of a rough season of my life. I have this dream, and in this dream, I hear these lyrics.
Is it Drake? Love,
no. That would be amazing if it was Champagne Poppy. Like, I'm like, yes, Lord. No, I... it's
you start rebuking.
I did it first.
That's where you're at. I rebuke you, Drake, out of my dream.
Aubrey, get out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I had this dream, and in this dream I heard God singing over me. Soldiers keep on marching on, lovers stay on the road you're on. And I'm like, this is beautiful. So I wake up, and of course I Google those lyrics, and it's a Coldplay song. And I was offended at God. This is no lie. This is gonna sound funny for some people. I'm like, God, I don't listen to secular music. Like, how are you about to sing a Coldplay song over me?
Why is it not Hillsong?
My mind completely opened up. And all of a sudden, God started using all these things that I kind of called unclean.
And
he's like, yo, I made this clean.
Dude.
And I'm a minister to you through it. And so it was like God himself started opening up my mind about him. He's like, hey, because you have me figured out, I've now become an idol. I'm no longer God. I'm like a figment of your imagination. And if you let me be God, I will blow up what you believe about me.
Shoot.
And so my 20s have really consisted of that, of like God constantly changing my mind about the things that I believed about him.
Wow.
I love that so much, because in coming from a faith, a religion that is very black and white.
Yes.
Hearing from God, I'm not black and white. You don't have me figured out. Just to prove it to you, I'm going to change next year.
Yeah.
Just to prove it to you again, I'm going to change again next season.
Yeah.
What you learned about me last season, that's old now.
Right.
Adjust. Get with the new me.
Yeah.
But in Christianity, we're not given that freedom to do that.
He's an elusive lover.
Wow.
He's beautiful, but he's elusive. Like, as soon as you figure him out, he's like, I'm on to the next thing.
Right.
And you're like, oh my God, this is scary. God, you can be like that?
Yeah.
You
know? Wow.
God, you can say that?
Yeah. Wait, God, you're allowed to do this? Let me ask my pastor. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let me check
Let me
Bible
see how my
college,
small
but...
group feels about this.
Yeah. I love that. I love that he, like, interesting. Like, I think that's what I'm realizing, is that he'll change the formula just to show you there is no formula. Like, what worked last season doesn't work this time, because he doesn't want us to chase a formula or a black and white.
Yes.
He wants us to chase him.
Come on.
And that's like, I so get that. Like, I was like, that can be us when we grow up in church, but it's cool when you kind of realize the other stuff too.
Yeah. Man, I think I would tell little me, that little nigglet.
Oh my gosh.
It's
so cute.
Tiny little guy.
I would have told him, don't do crimes.
Don't do crimes.
Don't do the crimes.
Don't rob people. You might get shot. I almost got shot so many times. Jeez. It's quite not cool. And I think about it and I'm like, man, why try to be a thug when you're like deep down, like you're just a good dude? So I would tell him, man, just be a good dude. Like, you don't need to be a thug. You don't need
no shame in that.
You don't need to. Yeah. Cause I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I still have that, like that tendency of like, I don't care. And I want to like hit people, but it just wasn't. I always feel bad. That's how I knew I wasn't a real thug.
Yeah. Because
after I robbed somebody, or we jumped somebody, or we did whatever, like I'll be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I'll be at home like, man, I feel so bad.
He's crying.
I was like, I am no thug. And so I would just tell younger me, man, it's okay to just be nice. Like, it's like really that. Okay. Because I don't think being a criminal all my high school, like everybody, like the teachers hated me, the principal hated me. So it just wasn't cool. And then college me, 20s. Man, college was good times, but I think I would tell that guy, it was okay that your heart got broken. Cause I felt so, wow. You ever do something like, you feel foolish when you give somebody your best and they don't like honor it. They kind of like piss on it, crap on it, and then throw it out. And I felt so foolish that it almost made me feel like I shouldn't be this way. I should be like every other dude. I should be hard. I should play around. I should do all these things, because being this nice romantic doesn't get you anywhere. Mm. Like, it just got me like broken. Mm. And then this was hilarious. This is after college, you know. God brought me back to this one story about the first girl I ever loved, and how her man, which was crazy, this minister to me, her man stuck with her even though she cheated on him with me. What? Her man was like, yeah, her man was like the epitome of a gentleman.
Wow.
And I remember going over to my best friend's house, and they were both there, and he knew it happened because they got back together. And as much as this dude could fight and kick my butt,
wow,
he just said, "What's up, Manny?" He wasn't nice to me, but he wasn't mean to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he just respected me. And I looked at her and I was like, "You picked the right one."
Jeez.
I just walked away. And from that day on, it was like, I'm gonna wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm gonna be who I am.
Shoots.
And in college, that's what I would tell that dude who got heartbroken. Like, it's okay. Keep loving.
Your queen is coming.
Yeah, queen. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen sometime. Jeez. So a little love lesson for you guys. A little hearty at the end message. We love you guys, and we hope that you're enjoying this podcast. And at the same time, we can't wait to hear from you guys. Be sure to comment. Leave us messages, hit us up on all the socials. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to get to know you, and hopefully you're having a good time getting to know us. And as we always do, may you always have a seat at the table, but if you don't, you are welcome at ours.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, my G's.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.